On the shores of the Mediterranean in southern Lebanon, water laps onto the walls of the tin and concrete houses still standing in this tiny Palestinian community. Residents say waves between 6 and 9 meters high crushed or permanently damaged most of the homes in this community. Standing on the broken concrete in a destroyed house, this man says he and his wife were eating dinner when three waves crashed through the building. Now they're homeless, staying each night with a different friend or relative. The United Nations says this community is already one of the poorest among Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. A new poverty study funded by the European Union says everyone in Jal al-Bahr lives below the poverty line and 30% live in extreme poverty, which means they cannot afford enough to eat. Development specialists say communities of Palestinians living outside refugee camps in Lebanon can sometimes be better off than those living in the camps. Rupen Das of the Lebanese Society for Education and Social Development says Palestinians cannot own property in Lebanon, and the residents of Jal al-Bahr are essentially squatters on public land, left vulnerable on several fronts.
Their housing is not permanent. They're vulnerable to the elements. If there's any conflict, there's no militia that protects them. There's no Lebanese army around the camp that protects them.
Palestinian refugees in Lebanon are essentially foreigners, even though most are born and raised in Lebanon. In Jal al-Bahr, they are not allowed to rebuild their properties without a special permit. Residents often say they are not allowed to repair their ramshackle houses. Those who build without a permit are thrown in jail. Director Salvatore Lombardo of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees in Lebanon says his agency also is not allowed to rebuild settlements like Jal al-Bahr. But he says even if the agency could rebuild, it would not necessarily have the means.
We haven't rehabilitated any shelter anywhere because of lack of funds. There are 4,000 shelters that need to be rehabilitated.
With no other aid organizations in the settlement and the United Nations unable to help, Jal al-Bahr residents say they do not know what they will do. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Beirut.